Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time now for The Dirt, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Send your car payments on a summer vacation when you purchase or refi a car loan. Make no payments until fall. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now details on Dirt. What's up, Dina?
All right. Well, it looks like Erica Jayne, you know, has not shied away from her estranged husband Tom Girardi's legal troubles on this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And it looks like her words might come back to bite her in court. So investigators in the bankruptcy case are tuning in to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and taking notes. A lawyer said to Us Weekly that they've already heard some inconsistent statements and admissions that they will be using in court. And that Erica will be deposed at some point, but there's still more to uncover first. So with this in mind, you know, lots of people, including the investigator, will surely be watching the new episode tonight at 8 on Bravo.
You can't present that as evidence.
I know, right?
You just ask the screenwriters of the show. You know, the scriptwriters, is that fake or real? I mean,
yeah, they could say, like, we wrote these words for her, and it's, even if it's different, it's all fake.
Boy, that's a
she
bad.
She could say that.
That's some bad investigative work right there.
No, just say, I lied on TV just for the sake of ratings, you know? But yeah, you're right. Bad investigative work. It's a little lazy, wouldn't you say? I'm just going to take some notes from 8 to 9 tonight. Ashley Judd, back on her feet almost 6 months after shattering her leg in four places. She posted videos and photos documenting her progression on Instagram. She wrote, "Dear friends, I offer this update with awe. Today, 5 months and 3 weeks after the accident, I walked again." And she showed this video of her walking. And yeah, she's limping, but you know what? Her stride is consistent. Her pace is looking good. And I think she's smiling. So that's awesome news for her.
That's got to be a lot of pain going through all that rehab. You know?
Seriously.
Feel for her.
Hayes Greer, famous for his Vine videos, and he was on Dancing with the Stars. He's facing felony charges after a brutal assault in North Carolina. He was arrested in Charlotte on Friday for stealing a man's $1,200 cell phone last week. And according to TMZ, he really beat the guy up pretty bad, broken bones and more. So he's out on bail, but he is due in court today. And we'll have to see what happens for this kid. Well, after news that Scarlett Johansson was taking on Disney over lost income from Black Widow, there's a rumor other Disney stars are thinking about suing as well.
Nice.
Sources say Emma Stone's considering suing Disney over the hybrid release of her last film, Cruella. That was out in theaters and Disney Plus at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're also saying that Emily Blunt may find herself in the same situation with Disney's Jungle Cruise, which opened this past weekend. So that movie made $34 million in theaters for its debut, third largest pandemic opening, but streaming brought in over $30 million worldwide on Disney Plus Premier Access release.
Sounds like no one wanted to go against Disney at first, you know, but now Scarlett has. They're like, oh, it's fair game now. Yeah. Somebody broke that rule of being mean to Disney.
You don't mess with Black Widow.
I guess not, but I don't know who Mickey's going to blame it on. Maybe Goofy. I'm not sure, but someone's going to be paying up in the end. I'll bet
Mickey's
on that.
Going to be broke? I don't think so.
Your tickets to Disney are now going to cost $800 a piece.
Thank you, Scarlett.
Oh, That is your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
After a chance for some early showers, then mostly sunny today, 78 for your high. Good looking day, pretty much. And right now, let's check in with Dina and your dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Purchase or refi a car loan with them and send your car payment on a summer vacation. Make no payments until fall. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for details. All right, Dina, so what's up in dirt?
All right, looks like Matt Damon's daughter just tried to make him into a better person. He openly admitted that he recently stopped using a homophobic slur because of one of his daughters. He did an interview with the Sunday Times and explained the word that my daughter called a slur was commonly used when I was a kid with a different application. Didn't really have a different application. But Matt admitted he made the joke using the word in front of one of his daughters, and she left the table and got upset about it, went to her room and wrote a very long, beautiful paragraph on how that word is dangerous. And he said, I retire it. I understood. So you can read more at TMZ.com. But look at that. The kid's giving the parents a lesson, right?
Think she can help out the rest of the world? I mean...
You know,
doing pretty well with the writing. That's great.
Start one person at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simone Biles going back to competition in Tokyo. She is going to compete in the balance beam finals tomorrow. That's a little over a week after stepping away from the meet to focus on her mental health. Not really her strongest. She won bronze on the beam in Rio de Janeiro 5 years ago, but let's see how she does tomorrow. We wish her the best.
Nice.
Sad news from Hollywood veteran soap opera actor Jay Pickett died. He played Detective Harper on General Hospital. He was in over 700 episodes of Port Charles as Frank Scanlon, NCIS, Dexter, so many more shows. But apparently he died on set. He was sitting on a horse ready to rope a steer in the movie, and he passed away. They think it might have been a heart attack. Other sad news, too. TikTok star Anthony Barajas passed away after being shot in a theater. His girlfriend as well.
Jeez.
Four-year-old daughter of rapper Fetty Wap has passed, and Saginaw Grant from Breaking Bad and Lone Ranger has passed away at the age of 85. Cuba Gooding Jr. finding out what ignoring a lawsuit will cost you. A woman who sued him and he didn't respond is now getting rewarded. Apparently, because he had nothing to say, she got the default ruling. She asked for $6 million. So unless he actually addresses the issue finally for lesser compensation, she's going to get that $6 million. So
we'll see what happens. He's worried about just saying something, I guess, huh? Anything.
I guess.
Wow.
Fans are worried about Britney Spears' latest posts on Instagram. I told you she recently posted some topless photos. Well, now she's added some videos to match, which has her 32.7 million followers a little bit concerned for her based on this behavior. And finally, Shannon Beter from Real Housewives of Orange County is taking her ex to court because he won't let their kids film for her Bravo show. And he has before, but now he doesn't want their 17-year-old twins to film for season 16. Her argument is, hey, this is part of my primary income source, and if I don't have the kids on the show, I'm going to lose my job. His excuse is, well, yeah, I gave them permission in the past, but now I've got a new family and I can't take a chance that she's bad-mouthing my new wife on TV. So I don't know what one has to do with the other, but apparently they're going to try to work it out in court. He says he'll let her if she promises not to say anything bad. But you know those Real Housewives, they can't make no promises.
Yeah, the kids are off the show, but they get actors in there. You know what I mean? Play the girl.
Playing the role of.
Yeah, I mean, it's, those things are fake anyway. They're all scripted. I mean, why not?
No one will notice.
True. Just show them from behind, right?
All the time, yeah.
Stunt doubles. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff. And Dina's dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
839 with the Kelly crew. Time now for Dina's dirt at the 40. You're breaking gossip this morning. Dina breaks it all, actually. and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Purchase or refi a car loan with them. Send your car payment on a summer vacation. Make no payments until fall. Doesn't that sound nice? Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right. Details on dirt. What's happening?
All right, Johnny Depp, he scored another win in his lawsuit against Amber Heard, though I'm not really sure who's considered ahead at this point. I totally lost track a long time ago. But a judge granted 23 of Johnny's 24 requests related to finding out if Amber actually donated any part of her $7 million from their divorce settlement to the ACLU and the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Remember, she had talked about this in court, how she didn't want a dime of the money. She
right.
was going to donate every single bit of it.
Part of yeah. the deal. You want to make sure right. she's not all talk, and apparently she right. was.
Well, that's what Johnny's team's been trying to prove, that she's scamming the court. And so now his attorneys have won the ability to get that information. And Amber's attorneys still maintain, well, she hasn't been able to donate all of it because she needs to save some of it to battle Johnny in court. So how has all this affected her involvement in the Aquaman sequel? Well, the producer confirmed that Amber will still appear in the Aquaman sequel, despite over almost 2 million people signing a petition calling for her removal from the film. He says he doesn't play into that.
But she got to make some money back,
right?
Do
they just want to remove her because she's battling Johnny Depp?
Yes, pretty much.
I don't think you're worried about people not seeing the movie. I don't think that worries them at all.
Sure.
It doesn't. Well, Princess Eugenie's husband was spotted having quite a bit of fun on a boat with three stunning female friends. Jack Brooksbank was spotted with his arm around a model turned fashion ambassador in a bikini. Also hanging out with another model who just happened to be sunbathing topless at the time. And the third woman was the director of Casamigos global brand, you know, the tequila.
Okay.
Now, he's also a brand director, too. So maybe they were talking business.
Yeah, just accidentally stepped in front of somebody that was sunbathing without a top. By accident, you know.
Judging by the pictures on the Sun's website, it didn't look like business, but I don't know much about tequila. So what do I know? Well, another day, another lawsuit involving a Kardashian. This time it is Kim. I told you she recently changed the name of KKW Beauty to Skin, like SKKN. But what do you know? There's already a company, SKKN Plus. They've been licensed for a few years, so they're going after her for infringing on their trademark.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul has tweeted about his condition. He's thanking everybody for their support, first of all, after he had what he said was a small heart attack.
But he says he's
going to be okay, and they were able to fix the blockage without surgery.
That's good. He's one of my favorite actors. Nice,
yeah,
he's doing well.
I know you do love him. And do you remember I told you about the woman who was cleaning Chris Brown's house when she was attacked by his dog? And at the time, he had the dog removed from the property before police came.
He didn't say he was sorry or anything, right?
Denying it and everything?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know what happened, even though it happened 10 feet away from me.
What's a dog?
Now she's trying to serve him, and she can't because he keeps avoiding her. So she's actually asked the court, can you just serve him by public notice? Because we can't physically hand him the documents. She's hired someone to go to his house. They've tried 5 different times. The police have tried 3 times. And every time someone either doesn't answer or they say he's not home.
Otherwise, the dog ate my lawsuit papers. Darn dogs again.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, we'll have to see if he tries that. Or just piggyback on his dominoes.
Kellogg, very good excuse.
Well,
never heard it.
He's used that a few times himself. Yeah. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.